Tell you guys a little story about Diptyque and me. A few weeks ago, Noah and I went to the Nordstrom to smell Diptyque, and we hadn't smelled it in a while. And we did a nice run through of the whole line. And I have had trouble slotting Diptyque for myself. I don't have any bottles of Diptyque. I think they smell pleasant. I really do. I don't think there's a single Diptyque fragrance that I'm not like, oh, that's pleasant. But I haven't really been able to feel connected to them as a fragrance house ever. And so I have a local little thrift shop near me, and they often have fragrances. And they had this little 5 ml of Fleur de Peau. And so for the last couple days, I've been spraying this on my hand in the morning. And just sniffing it and trying to inform an impression of this. And this morning when I was smelling it, honestly, it started to cause me to feel angry and pissed off. And whenever I feel such a strong emotional reaction to something that seems innocuous, like a light perfume, I'm really thinking about, like, why? Why would I have that kind of reaction to a fragrance? And so in order to figure that out, what I started to do was I started to think about the kinds of associations I have with this fragrance. Now, I don't have any like real life associations because I've not worn this to a certain event. I don't have any trauma related to it. It's not like I wore Fleur de Peau to someone's funeral or during an argument that I had with someone or anything like that at all. So I couldn't work with my emotions that way. I had to be more creative. So what I did was I thought about, who do I associate this fragrance with? Well, no one in real life, because I don't know anyone who wears Fleur de Peau. Not anyone personally. So then I had to go into my imagination. Who do I imagine wearing Fleur de Peau? Now, caveat, anyone who's watching this and loves Fleur de Peau, please, I beg your forgiveness in advance because I don't actually think this. These are my imagined associations with this fragrance. And by the end of this video, I think you'll understand that it's projection and I'm withdrawing my projections on it. So when I smell this perfume, it's a very light floral and somewhat soapy. Not soapy as in like barbershop soapy, but soapy as in this smells like a hand soap, like a elevated hand soap that you'd get in a nice hotel or something. So it smells like a skin scent. It smells very light and like basically like nothing. Like basically like saying it's saying nothing is the thought that occurred to me. And that when I thought more about that and like who I know in my life who is, a people pleaser, who says nothing, who is voiceless. Of course that's been me at times in my life. I have been voiceless in my life. And it brings up all these old emotions and experiences of feeling voiceless, of being voiceless, of having no power to speak up for myself, or the perception of having no power to speak up for myself. And as soon as I recognize that, it's like the attitude can shift. I'm able to just drop that association. Just because this is a skin scent and is light and pretty does not mean it has to be associated with people who say nothing and people who are voiceless. It has a soft voice. It has a gentle voice. It still has a voice. It's not without a voice. So I hope you're following my psychological process here. So what I'm going to do now that I've recognized that I have created an association with light fragrances like this, they belong on people who say nothing and do nothing in their lives. I'm going to withdraw that. I'm going to erase that association consciously. I'm going to release it and then be open to new associations, new feelings and ideas about this perfume and the other perfumes from Diptyque and see what comes up organically. I don't know. I'm not quite ready to do that. I've had all these epiphanies this morning. So I'm going to let my little Fleur de Peau sit right there. I'll come back to her in a couple days and see what she has to say to me now that I have worked through these unconscious associations that I have with that, with this brand, which is fascinating to me only because, you know, I really have no, I don't know anyone who wears this brand. It's not like I'm like, oh, this real person in my life who wears Fleur de Peau is a people pleaser, voiceless person. It's all created associations from the unconscious that I, it's just kind of, they just showed up, which is fascinating to me from a psychological perspective. So anyways, I'm going to come back in a few days and I'm going to see what I notice with this, see if I have new associations that come up for me, and who knows, maybe one day I'll get a bottle.